Hello, fellow scientists. Welcome back to Curious World, the podcast where we talk about what on earth is going on. I'm Elsa Dupuy-Donjacques, your host today. In today's episode, we are going to learn about something called the Anthropocene. The Anthropocene? What is that? Well, it may sound weird and confusing, but it is actually super interesting. First, to understand what the Anthropocene is, we have to go back a bit to 200 million years ago, when the Earth was only made of one continent we call Pangaea. During that period of time, the weather was extremely hot, so huge deserts, murky swamps, and thick forests made up most of the Earth. During this time, the first ginormous dinosaurs began to roam the planet. Imagine a scaly, green Tyrannosaurus weighing 31,000 pounds devouring a wrinkly Triceratops. Dinosaurs appeared during a geological epoch we call the Jurassic period, but reached the peak of their diversity during the following geological epoch we call the Cretaceous period. But what exactly is a geological epoch, and how do we know all of this anyway? Well, scientists called geologists study different types of rocks to determine patterns and changes in what the Earth is made of. Geologists discover different types of minerals like diamonds and map possible disruptions such as earthquakes. Through their discoveries, they establish geological epochs or time periods, each with their own set of characteristics. If we think of geologists as storytellers, geological epochs are like chapters of a book that spans billions of years into Earth's history. Fossils are the remains of plants and animals that lived during these different geological epochs. Scientists called paleontologists provide us with details about the characters living during each of Earth's chapters by studying these fossils. Geologists say that for the past 10,000 years, we have been living in a geological epoch called the Holocene period, which started with the end of the Ice Age. During this period, more temperate climates allowed new plant forms and animal life to flourish. This also allowed for human domestication of animals and the development of more advanced agricultural systems. Different societies and cultures evolved, and the world became what we know it as today. Sustainability seeks to ensure the planet's health and the survival of future generations by interacting with natural elements referred to as renewable because they cannot run out. Sustainability efforts worldwide develop ways of creating energy through Earth's renewable resources and living in harmony with nature. For instance, scientists have proposed using the wind and the sun to produce electricity rather than oil, because oil exists in limited quantities, harms the environment, and leads to the production of plastic. On an individual level, many people recycle efficiently and compost at home, from businesses, and in public spaces. But unfortunately, some humans exploit the planet and choose to endlessly consume its resources, causing irreversible environmental damage, such as a loss of biodiversity and extreme weather patterns. Let's explore some dates during which such impacts have been most noticeable. Just like with rocks and soil, scientists collect samples called ice cores from deep layers of ice in order to determine changes to Earth's climate over time. Geologists determined 1610 as a date marked by sharp decreases in the Earth's carbon dioxide levels, which greatly impacted the Earth's ice cores. Scientists and historians understand colonialism and increased global trade as the main reasons for these changes. Scientists refer to this period in time as the Orbis Spike. Geologists are also able to trace significant environmental changes as a result of radioactive fallout from nuclear bomb tests in the United States and Russia in 1964. during the Cold War. Lots of different kinds of scientists, not just geologists and paleontologists, certify that humans are now the driving force behind environmental change. Today, scientists are very worried about extreme temperatures, melting glaciers, mass extinctions, and the possibility that soon the Earth may not be able to sustain humans. Some scientists say there's enough evidence to enter a new geological epoch called the Anthropocene, which would include the part of Earth's history in which humans are the main reason for environmental changes. But scientists are arguing over when this epoch would begin. Should it be with the Orbis Spike? The age of nuclear tests? The Industrial Revolution? Is it too early to even tell? As your humble, curious podcaster, I believe in the benefits of officially establishing a new geological epoch named the Anthropocene, and agree with the scientists who say the Orbis Spike should mark the official beginning of this chapter. There are powerful people who deny human impacts on the planet and who are often the ones doing the most harm. Scientifically admitting to climate change as directly related to human activity might make it harder for these people to deny reality, leading to better environmental protection policies and hopefully a healthier planet. That being said, I do understand those who say calling this time period the Anthropocene unfairly places blame on everyone, rather than the guilty few. Some scientists have proposed creating a team of different types of scientists to discover and resolve the questions we approach today. Perhaps they could also band together to find a new name which would clarify the people truly at fault. But I still believe in the potential power of any such label. After everything you've learned in today's episode, how do you think you can create positive impacts on the planet? Maybe you'll bike to school with your parents, ask them to bring reusable bags to the grocery store next time, or start a composting bin in your house. As always, stay curious.